You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A report by Amnesty International suggests the US-led coalition against ISIS may have committed war crimes during their offensive to take back the city of Raqqa in Syria. I speak to the chief executive of Amnesty International New Zealand, Tony Blackett, about the report. Amnesty is accusing the coalition of killing and injuring thousands of civilians in attacks during its offensive to flush ISIS militants from the city of Raqqa last year. And Amnesty International has carried out extensive field investigations in the levelled city of Raqqa and has spoken to 112 residents that survived the bombings. And according to the report, between them, they lost about 90 relatives and neighbours, with almost all of them being killed by US-led coalition airstrikes. And a lot of these people have said they basically had two options: either pay smugglers to get them out of the city and leave everything behind, or stay and face the possibility of being killed by airstrikes or ground warfare. So can you tell us about some of the stories that were shared in the report?
Well, yes, I can. I can quote to you from a young mum called Rasha Badran. She said, "We thought the forces who came to evict Daesh, as we know, IS, would know their business and would target Daesh and leave the children alone. We were naive. By the time we realised how dangerous it had become everywhere, it was too late. We were trapped. We hid in the rubble until the morning because the planes were circling overhead. In the morning, we found Tulip's body. Our baby was dead. We buried her near there by a tree." That was Rasha Badran, and her baby Tulip was 1 year old. And the Badran family story is one which perhaps very sadly demonstrates the terrible situation that civilian families were placed in. They would move from place to place across Raqqa seeking safety, and would simply find themselves victims of a new strike. They lost 39 members of their extended family, together with 10 close neighbours and friends.
Amnesty has written to defence officials of the US, UK and France seeking additional information about the airstrikes. Has there been any response yet?
No, we are urging coalition members to investigate. We think that our position is that the victims of these potential war crimes deserve to know what happened. We're interested to know the tactics that were used, the munitions that were used, and how these could explain the conduct of the US-led coalition in relation to international humanitarian law. We feel that the victims deserve justice. They need to know what the plans were from the perspective of the US-led coalition. And for future instances, we need to be assured that such action will be consistent with the provisions of international humanitarian law in the future.
Yeah, so how exactly do you think the coalition may have violated international humanitarian law?
One of the principal provisions of international humanitarian law is to protect civilians in the conduct of fighting, and to use force that is targeted and commensurate with the tactical objectives that you have. Our concern here, as shown in this report, is that the US-led coalition were using munitions that we feel it's very difficult to sit alongside the objective of using force that is commensurate with reasonable military objectives.
And a spokesperson for the Operation Inherent Resolve, which is the formal name for the coalition, responded to the findings of the report, saying that despite Amnesty's allegations, they never discussed the article with us and didn't thoroughly research things we said. They failed to check the public record and get facts straight. We are open to criticism, but they didn't make the effort to understand what we do. So how does Amnesty respond to this?
Our information is from the 112 people we spoke to who were resident in Raqqa at the time, and we stand by the findings of our investigators and the stories of the people directly affected.
So let's say this does constitute war crimes. Do you expect the coalition can or will be held to account?
Well, I think Ruben, we might be looking a little bit far in the future. I think that at this time, our call is for a proper and open investigation and for those findings to be shared so that we can understand exactly what did happen. I think that would prepare us as a community to look to the future and consider what steps might be taken. You know, I think that the key point to always bear in mind here is that we're talking about hundreds and thousands of people who were killed or injured through what we now understand to be, from our investigation, improper use of weaponry by the US-led coalition. We need to understand this really well, and we need to ensure that that this does not happen again in the future.
I don't know, and frankly, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.